The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome to, I don't want to call it part two because it's another show. It's baby. It's bite by bite. Of course, Michael and I do the show called Mission Minded every week. We talk about business and we take email questions and all kinds of wonderful things. In this past episode, if you're listening, now you're listening to this episode, we were talking about how to unlearn things. And we had an email about the politicization, if you will, of our non-for-profits. In other words, depending on who you vote for, are you voting for a Democrat or Republican based on non-for-profits, if you're in that particular world? And you said, really, it's a little bit of both. It was a very good answer you gave. But you were also talking about the politicization of food insecurities as we know it. Why do food insecurities need to be politicized? And you can make an argument that everything needs to be politicized these days. No, it doesn't. But why should something that important have to have a political shadow over it?
Yeah, I wish it weren't the case. Because people we're so polarized as a nation. And so it starts with things like, let's say you grow up and you were taught small government. Okay. Big government's bad. Small government's good. And so I've always found that interesting when I talk with people, and I come from that. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can speak to that authoritatively. Not only did I come from that, but I grew up believing that very strongly and could give you several. I mean, I could talk about all day how my views have changed. Now, that doesn't mean I am a big government advocate, but I do believe that government should be there to serve the needs of the people. Then the whole question becomes, okay, well, where's the line? Because no matter how much money you put into government, you can grow it and it just becomes one large behemoth and people will still say there's needs. Yeah. You know, in other words, you can't address all the needs. But if you take the idea of food insecurity and just your neighbors not having enough to eat, and there's just a whole host of reasons. If we step forward with a program like SNAP benefits and you want to give those and you're like, okay, but there's not enough, the SNAP benefits that come to a particular state are not enough. We need to increase those. Then you're like, well, you know, there's already abuse in the system. And it's true with any government program, there's ways to manipulate, there's ways to abuse it if that's what your intent is. And so it begins to push up against your core principle of smaller government. Now, this is not a statement of that your core issue or your core foundation is right or wrong. That's not at all what I'm saying. So I don't want the audience to misunderstand me. But what I'm saying is why, I mean, I would think something so basic as everybody, if we have enough food out there, and yet we have people who aren't getting it. Really what this is all about is realigning our food systems to be able to support the need and to supplement the need with our tax dollars. And but the other side is on the political side. If you grow up with a large government, you just want more and more and more. Well, when you focus on more and more and more, you have to realize, well, the government doesn't have money. The government gets money by taxing others. Mm-hmm. And so when you want more and more and more, well, you got to pay for it. So you're going to go to the people who have it. And then you start pitting people in poverty against people that have things and the people over here who have things say, well, I worked hard for it. And the people in poverty may say, well, yeah, you may have worked hard for it, but you came from an environment that you have advantages in life. You came from a family with a good name, with a good background, with a good people break that down. Well, because you're white or because you're this or you have this. So before too long, all the squabbling about all the issues come out. And the issue about the child who is born into a family who, for whatever reason, doesn't have enough food and is going to bed hungry at night, turns into a political squabble. And it's so difficult to be able to talk about this issue and say, look, I have people who come to us that can't speak English, that are Hispanic. We have a growing Hispanic population who may come and be migrant farmers. They may come and work in construction. They're filling a lot of jobs of need. And a lot of people look at me and go, oh, well, are they illegal? Are these people who were out here without papers? And I go, I don't know. I don't ask the question. And I'm like, that's, I'm not saying immigration and open borders and that whole discussion. I'm not saying that, that definitely have, and I definitely have feelings about open borders. But when I'm looking somebody in the face and they're telling me they're hungry and they don't have any food and they've got little children, whether they're legal or not at that moment doesn't matter.
Yep.
I'm going to feed them because we care about those people. And the problem is we get into our political comfort zones. This is right. This is anything I don't think is wrong. And so, and I don't know if I've ever said this on this show or on Mission Minded, when it's so easy, when you're a politician, and I'm not impugning the motives of any politician necessarily. I'm saying a politician gets a bill put in front of them and says, okay, we're going to do this. And if I'm working from a principle of, no, we need to reduce government, I may say, no, we're going to cut SNAP benefits. And it's just black and white. I'm just looking at a piece of paper. There's nothing emotional about it. No, I'm going to cut. And I said, okay, you're driven by a principle. Let's cut waste out. So I'm going to reduce the amount to eliminate some waste. But in doing so, you're also going to hurt some children, some seniors or whatever that depend on this inevitably. I said, so I want to take politicians who want to cut, and instead of just looking at a black and white piece of paper of legislation, I want to line up the faces and say, now look in the face of the children. Yeah. Here's 100 children that aren't going to get fed through that. Now you get to pick out which of these 100 are not going to get it, because it humanizes the problem. And lots of times we can draw these lines and say, no, we need to be tough here, we need to be tough there. And we dehumanize because we get into the political and say, no, the political argument is what's the priority rather than caring for people. And suffering happens. And unfortunately, we see people who then say, well, how do I reconcile that? Because some of the most generous people are these people who care about, they may be supporting this legislation to cut this, but they may be some of the biggest givers, the ones with the biggest hearts. But we go through all this back and forth. And one of the things I've said is it's so easy for us because this is such a gray area. There's so many moving parts. There's so many variables. We don't like variables. We like nice and easy, mm-hmm. black and white. This is good. This is bad. I'm holy. You're evil. If you support this party, you're the devil. If you support this party, all is good. It doesn't matter what kind of other bad things, you know, you're fighting the good fight. And so we'll look at something that says, okay, here's a guy on the side of the road, and should I give him money or not? If I give him money, yeah, he's just going to go buy drugs. And so we paint everybody who needs help in that same light. And we're like, well, I don't help people on the road because all they do is use it for drugs. Well, do you know that? Or do you do that to reconcile in your mind, to alleviate guilt? Because here's the thing. If I can make poverty your fault, then I don't feel compelled to have to do anything about it. I'm like, these are just the consequences of your choices. Now, let me say this. Are there people out there who are drug addicts, who whatever, and Oh, lots of times because of bad choices in their life. Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that everybody who's standing in a food line is there because of bad choices. I'm going to give you one anecdote to illustrate this.
Sure.
84-year-old, this just happened less than 2 weeks ago. 84-year-old man and his 80-year-old wife come to get food assistance. First time in their life they ever got it. And you say, okay, what's happening that all of a sudden they need food assistance? He has medication that went from $750 a month to $1,200 a month in one time. And now, for the first time in their life, they don't have enough food.
Wow.
And so they find themselves in food. Now, imagine if you've been self-sufficient your entire life, never had to ask for help. You're 84 years old, and now you have to walk in and say, I can't pay for my medicine and my life at the same time. All I'm trying to encourage people, this is not a you need to be on the political left or you need to be on the political right or one's good, one's bad. We need to just not strip these issues of humanity and say, let's look at the person. Let's not lead with judgment. And let's serve the best that we can. We can't rid all the waste of, you know, I don't want to say we don't look the other way, but some of that's kind of baked into it that anytime you have a program, you're going to do that. But if you're trying to eliminate every ounce of waste and all of that, and that's your primary focus, you're going to neglect to serve a whole host of people. So I just want to encourage people to just, when it comes to humanity and just some of the basics, everybody needs food. Let's set our judgment aside. Let's set our politics aside and say, how can we best support people in need? I think that brings forward our Christian ethos, our Judeo-Christian values, and it allows us to live that up front. And what you can find is everybody, no matter if you're Democrat, Republican, young or old, black or white, I see us all in this pot together. And it's a very uniting thing when you're working against the evils of poverty and hunger to lift up a family. That's something we can all celebrate together.
Amen, brother. Thank you very much.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.